In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today, proclaiming the Word of God. I just want to say that we went to the post office yesterday, and we didn't get very much. I just ask you that if this broadcast is a blessing to you, you just write Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's all I ask you to do. I'm not going to be using the time for radio anymore at this point. Just to let you know, we didn't get very much yesterday. But everything works out because God works it all out. He works all things together for the good to those who love him. We've been listening on the news that Israel was bombed near Tel Aviv by Al-Qaeda. And so she's retaliating. I ask you, please, to pray that there be no war, that there be no war, because this is going to be terrible. This is going to be terrible. I'm looking at Romans 9, 10, and 11. Now, I'm just going to be using Romans 10 to begin. 10:1, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved, that they might come to know Jesus Christ as Lord, that they might come to know Jesus Christ as Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, that they would come to know Jesus the Lord. For I bear them record that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge, for they are ignorant of God's righteousness, which is established through faith. They have established their own righteousness in keeping the law." Okay? Paul tells us his heart's desire and prayer to God is that Israel might be saved. In chapter 9 at verse 1, he says, "I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bears witness to the Holy Spirit, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart." Where is this heaviness and sorrow coming from? "For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ, for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh." In other words, Paul says, it would be better if I was separated from Jesus and went to hell if the Israelites would come to be saved, come to know Jesus Christ personally as their Savior and Lord. That's some kind of burden that he had. Okay, let's continue. Romans 10:4, "For Christ is the end of the law." Yes, Christ is the end of the law, and Christ is the end of the prophets. "For righteousness to everyone who believes. For Moses described the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which does these things shall live by them." But no one can keep the law perfectly. The law condemns us. The law tells us that we're sinners, but Jesus comes to save us from sin by faith or by grace through faith. Okay, so I'm going to 11 now. "I say, has God cast away his people?" Has God cast away Israel? Next line. "God forbid, for I am also an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin." God forbid. God's love is retroactive. God's love never ends. God always loved Israel and his people. And Paul is crying out that Israel might be saved. And he says, the way I'm going to make the Israelites jealous is I'm going to live the Christian life and do the signs and wonders that God has given me to do, and I want to make them jealous. I want to make Israel jealous so that they'll come to know Jesus Christ, so they'll come to be saved. So has God cast away his people? God forbid. God forbid, for I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. Remember what he said in Philippians, that he was of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin, and that he was perfect according to the law, but he counted everything as dung, as manure, to know Jesus Christ is much more important than to have a pedigree, is what he was saying. God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. God has not cast away his people, which he foreknew. As he said to Elijah, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, O Lord, they have killed my prophets, thy prophets. They have dug down your altars, and I am alone left, and they seek my life. But what did the Lord say to Elijah? I have reserved for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed their knee to the image of Baal. We must remember that the first church was not the Gentile church. The first church was the Jewish church. We must remember on the day of Pentecost, they were all there to celebrate the giving of the law. Parthians, Medes, Elamites, Mesopotamians, people from Phrygia, from Rome, from all around the world to celebrate the giving of the law. That was Pentecost. And it was on the apostles that the Spirit of God came. The apostles were not Irish Catholics. The apostles were Jewish. And the preaching of Peter is to the Jews, that this Jesus whom you crucified, God has raised up to be both Lord and Messiah. And 3,000 Jews were saved that day. 3,000 Jewish men were saved that day. This is very interesting, okay? We must also remember Paul telling us that after the resurrection, there were 500 people that saw Jesus Christ in his risen body. But remember also, on the day of Pentecost, there were only 120. Where did the other 380 go is my question. I have no idea. I have no idea. There were 500 people that God showed himself to them in his resurrected form, in the resurrection of Jesus. But on the day of Pentecost, which is 50 days after Easter, 50 days after the resurrection, where are the other 380? Because there are only 120 in the upper room, plus the apostles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I continue. I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid, but rather through their fall, salvation has come unto the Gentiles to provoke them to jealousy. There we go again. Through their fall, salvation has come to the Gentiles to provoke them to jealousy. Hallelujah. See, you see, the Lord wants to make his people jealous by the way we live as Christians and by the signs and wonders and miracles that flow because of the preaching of the gospel. Remember what Mark said, signs like these shall follow those who believe. They shall cast out demons. They shall speak in new tongues. They shall heal the sick. Are we doing those signs? Those signs are available to those who believe. Those signs are available to those who pray. Those signs are available. Jesus said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened. Now, if their fall be the riches of the Gentiles, and their diminishing of them the riches of the world, how much more will their fullness be? How much more if them falling and not believing in Jesus causes the Gentiles to come into the church, how much more will their fullness be when they receive Jesus Christ as Lord and when they receive Jesus Christ as Savior, when they receive Yeshua HaMashiach? For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle to the Gentiles. I magnify my own office. We remember that Peter was the apostle to the Jews and Paul the apostle to the Gentiles. A Gentile is everyone else that's not a Jew. If by means I may provoke to emulation them which are my flesh, the Jewish people, and might save some of them, for if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, the Gentiles, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? In other words, if they rejected Christ, and they did, it means the salvation of the Gentiles, the salvation of the world. What will it mean when the Jewish people come to receive Jesus Christ in faith? I tell you, it would mean what? It would mean life from the dead. I tell you, when the Jews start coming in to the church, into relationship with Yeshua HaMashiach in great numbers, I tell you, it's time for Jesus to come back again. We are still in the time of the Gentiles. We are in the time of the Gentiles. But remember that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to the Jew first and then to the Gentile. The Jew first. Remember Paul in the Acts of the Apostles. He never, ever, ever started off with the Gentiles. He would go to the synagogue and he would preach Jesus. He would preach his death. He would preach his burial and he would preach his resurrection. Then after he got thrown out of the synagogue, what would he do? He would go to the Gentiles because the gospel is to the Jew first and then to the Gentiles. For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is holy. If the Jews are holy in receiving Jesus, accepting Jesus, giving their life to Jesus, surrendering to Jesus, and if the root be holy, so are the branches. So he says that the Jewish people happen to be the root. And if some of the branches be broken off, and you, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them partake of the root and fatness of the olive tree. So he says this. God has not given up the Jewish people. God has not given up the Jewish people at all. And they are the root. And the Gentiles are a wild olive tree that has been grafted on to the tree, which is Israel, which is the Jewish people. Remember, they had the prophets, they had the glory, they had the commandments, they had the law, they had it all. But then, as a result, they rejected Jesus. But he says their rejection was good for the Gentiles, because, my Lord, God wants to save all people, not only Jews. God wants to save Gentiles, not only Gentiles, but God wants to save Hindus. God wants to save Muslims. God wants to save everybody, because Jesus Christ gave his life for us, and the Lord wants to save everyone. Boast not against the branches, but if you boast, you bear not the root, but the root bears you. In other words, listen, you have the Gentiles, you have nothing to boast about. You have been taken by the mercy of God and grafted on to the olive tree. And still the roots of this tree happens to be the people of Israel. That's why when you start seeing Israel being bombed by Al-Qaeda, my Lord, this can give us World War III, because Israel is going to retaliate, and they did retaliate. And my Lord, I'm telling you, this is not a good sign. This is not a good sign that bombs would be thrown into Tel Aviv, one of the largest cities in Israel. Bombs would be thrown into Tel Aviv where people live, and Israel's not going to say, well, thank you very much. Thank you for killing our people. Remember, Israel is going to retaliate. And that's why I say, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, I pray today that there be no more war. I pray that you intervene. I pray that peace through the Messiah might be gained, because there is no peace outside of Jesus. There's only a stopping of war. We pray for peace, the shalom of Jesus, the shalom of the crucified, risen Savior upon the whole of Israel, upon the whole of the Middle East. You will say then, the branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Well, because of their unbelief, they were broken off, and you stand by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear the Lord, is what it means. In other words, don't boast of being a Christian. Don't boast about it. You know, God has not rejected his people. You are a son of God by grace through faith, but don't boast of it. His people, he has not forgotten them. He has not forgotten them. He never will forget them. You know, I will never forget you, my people. I have carved you on the palm of my hands. I will never forget you. I will not leave you orphaned. I will never forget my own. God's love is irrevocable or irrevocable. It doesn't change. It doesn't change. Even though for the past 2,000 years, there are only a few Jewish people that have come in, maybe hundreds, maybe thousands. I tell you, we are still in the time of the Gentiles. But when we see the Jews coming in to believe in Yeshua HaMashiach, we have to look, because our redemption is nigh at hand. Jesus Christ is at the door. Jesus Christ is at the door. I want to also tell you that in some Muslim countries, Jesus is appearing to them, to different people, and telling people who he is. It's wonderful. Jesus knows how to do all these things. He's the Lord. For if God spared not the natural branches, that means by faith they didn't accept Jesus, take heed lest he also not spare you, Gentiles. In other words, stop being boastful. What you have is the grace of God. It is a free gift, Gentiles, and God gives it freely to you. Do not boast about what you have. Boast in the Lord. Boast in the Lord. Boast in your weaknesses, but do not boast that you are one of the saved ones. No, your life should be so beautiful and so in Christ. My life should be so beautiful and so in Christ that we make jealous the Jewish people, and not only the Jewish people, but other people that aren't saved. I tell you, I am a sinner saved by grace. Oh, do I need the grace of God? And I need that grace today more than I've ever needed it. And I needed that grace yesterday more than I ever needed it. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God on them which fell severity, but toward us, toward you, goodness. If you continue in his goodness, otherwise you shall be cut off. In other words, you must continue in grace of God and not be boastful. Or if you are and you don't continue in the grace of God, as the Jewish people were cut off from the olive tree, so you, which is a wild olive tree, grafted onto the olive tree of Israel, you will lose your salvation. So, you know, this is important stuff. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. Yes, yes. I want to thank God for the Jewish people that have received Jesus Christ. I want to thank God because many of them have suffered great persecution from their families. They are considered dead. I want to thank God that they're holding out. I want to thank God that we have a lot of closet Christians that are Jewish. Hallelujah. You might be one. Let your light shine. Let your light shine. Let your light shine. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to witness to the Lord. Don't be afraid. He is with you. He is with you. He will not forsake his very own. Though mother or father forsake you, I shall never forsake you. I have graven you in the palm of my hands. Your mother and your father can forsake you, but the Lord will not forsake you. For if you were cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature into the good olive tree, how much more shall those which are the natural branches be grafted to their own olive tree? In other words, the original olive tree will take the natural branches more quickly, more beautifully, more readily. So boast in nothing but the Lord. My boast is in the Lord, and my boast is in my weakness. That's what St. Paul says. He boasted in his weakness. For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles come in. Fullness of the Gentile. When the fullness of the Gentiles come in, it will be the time of the Jews. We are still in the fullness of the Gentiles, and few Jewish people come in. When the fullness of the Jews come in, few Gentiles will come in. It's just the opposite. In other words, now is the time to give your life to Jesus Christ, whether you be Jewish or Gentile. Now is the time to surrender your life to Jesus Christ, whether you be Jewish or Gentile. Now is the time to pour out your soul and your heart to Jesus Christ, whether you be Jewish or Gentile. Now is the time. Now is the time, not tomorrow. You might not have tomorrow. Call upon Jesus. Call upon Jesus. Call upon Jesus. He will help you. He will help you through whatever you're going through. Call upon Jesus Christ. He is the Lord. He is the Lord of the Jews as well as the Gentiles. Blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. That means when the fullness of the Gentiles come in, they won't be blind anymore. They'll see Jesus, who he is, as Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Messiah, as Jesus true God and true man, as Jesus the fulfillment of the law and the prophets, as Jesus the fulfillment of the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Jesus Christ the Lord, Jesus Christ the Lord. Blindness has happened for a while, but God will touch their eyes, even as he touched the eyes of blind Bartimaeus, even as he touched the eyes of the man born blind in John 9. God will touch the spiritual eyes of the Jewish people, and then it will be the time of the Jews, and few Gentiles will come in. Now is the time to give your life to God. Now is the time to give your life to Christ. Do not wait. You don't have time. Now is the time. Now is the time of salvation, N-O-W. And so all Israel shall be saved. As it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. Ho, all Israel shall be saved. You hear it? All Israel shall be saved. That's a prophetic word from Paul. All Israel. What does it mean, all? Everything, everyone, all Israel shall be saved. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake, because you were grafted in. They said no, and you were able to say yes. But as touching the election, they are beloved for their father's sake, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob's sake. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. The gifts and calling of God are irrevocable. They cannot be revoked. He does not love you just for the day. He set his love upon you. Even if you committed terrible sin, go to confession. He set his love upon you. His love is not irrevocable. His love is for you today. For you today. For you today. For you today. For as you in times past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through the unbelief of the Jewish people, even so have these also now not believed, that through your mercy, Lord, they also may obtain mercy. Yes, it's always mercy. It's always mercy. For God hath concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy on all. Yes. How many Gentiles are in unbelief today? How many Gentiles are in unbelief today? Just think about who goes to church. Not that everyone goes to church is a Christian, but I do tell you this. Going to church is an indication of being a Christian. It doesn't mean you are a Christian if you go to church. You know what I'm saying? Everything in a garage is not necessarily a car. You know? Saint Augustine said, the church has what it has. Everything the church has, Christ doesn't have. And everything Christ has, the church doesn't have. So going to church is a sign of being a Christian. But the way you live it out in faith is the real thing. How many live it out in faith? How many live it out in faith? You know what I'm saying? How many Jewish people are we attracting to the Lord Jesus Christ? How many Gentiles are we attracting to the Lord Jesus Christ? By our witness, by our love, by our words. How many? That's what the saints did. That's what the saints did. How many did Mother Seton attract by her life of grace? Mother Seton attracted thousands and thousands and thousands of people. They opened schools to teach the people that were not schooled. But Mother Seton brought thousands and thousands and thousands into the kingdom. Remember this, our Jewish brothers and sisters have not been forgotten by God. They are the original olive tree. We are that olive branch that has been grafted in. But one day their branch will be grafted in, and more readily than the wild olive tree. Just remember what Paul says. I want to make them jealous so that they would want what I have or who I have. His name is Yeshua HaMashiach. I thank you for listening. Pray that there not be war in the Middle East. God has not given up Israel, but pray that there not be war. Pray that this terrible stuff that's happening between Jew and Al-Qaeda would stop. Lord Jesus Christ, we don't need another world war. I pray the power of your blood on the Middle East. I pray that you would intervene right now, Lord. Intervene. Show yourself to Jew and Arab alike. Show yourself that you are the Lord of glory. Show yourself as the merciful Savior. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.